just for you. When you think about being distinguished, our Father in the heavens, a command, distinguish your name. See, his name is special. His name is set apart. And when you say, you give that, quote, command, you're speaking, you're requiring of God to do something. And let me tell you something. You can do what you want, but when you say, distinguish now your name, your mind will click. Because what you're asking is for God, who is everywhere, to do something to distinguish, to show, to demonstrate that his name is different. He's not just a God, okay? He is the God Almighty. He is the creator of all things. Our Father in the heavens, distinguish your name. Your kingdom come, your will become. Get on my, your will become, just as in heaven, so also upon earth. And that heaven, those are two verses, right? In the prayer that Jesus taught. One of them says very plainly, the heavens, and the other one just says heaven. Your will become upon the earth just as in heaven. Now that's locating in particular how things go on in a particular place. And you want that to be done here. Now, back to where I was a minute ago. I started digging some, reading some, trying to figure out why almost all of the translators, when the text is so clear, why would they just say heaven? In fact, the word heaven, English word heaven, appears 255 times in the King James Bible, and 90 of those times, it's not heaven, it's heavens, it's plural. There's a clear difference. So that's about 35% of the time the translators, almost universally, unless you're looking into a literal translation for the 45 that I look at, 45 now, I think it used to be 44. It's not heaven. 35% of the time, it's actually heavens. If you go back to Matthew, who uses this more, if you go back and look at Matthew in his book, you have 76 times that the word heaven is used. And yet, listen, 55 of those 76 times, it's plural. It's heavens. That's almost 75% of the time, something that's very plainly plural, most often with the article in front of it, is translated as if it were singular. So the third attempt to try to get this, okay? Going and reading, studying, it appears that going back hundreds of years, people decided, the scholars decided, that it really didn't matter because, after all, God is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. So he has authority and power, ability over all things. He knows everything. And he is omnipresent. So it really doesn't matter which word you use. It's okay because, after all, like, he's everywhere. Now, out of reading several things. That's their explanation for why this phenomenon takes place. I'm going, okay, at least now I know why they did it, but I still can't figure out how they think that's okay, because you're not being faithful to the text at all. And as most of you experienced a few minutes ago, we think of the heavens differently than we think of heaven. So again, Mark, what's the point? The point is accuracy. The more clearly you see something, the stronger your faith is, the more you build up your faith in what that image is that you're seeing. And if it were not important, it wouldn't be recorded that Jesus said it that way. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, I have to calm myself down to keep from being incensed, because I'm saying, okay, let's say that you really do believe that the scriptures, this book, the text, are divinely inspired. How many of you believe that? Okay? Like, they are infallible. Not the translations, the actual text, right? And there's very, very little difference in the text, even if you go through the numbers of them. In fact, in this particular case, this, and we'll fix to look at Matthew 18, I looked at the eight I normally do. I even went and looked at the Codex Vaticanus, which is arguably with Tischendorf. I know, just so y'all know, there's an argument over which one of those is the oldest, but they're both somewhere around 325 AD. That's how far back this stuff goes, okay? That's a long time, right? So it survived intact, mostly all the same for all of these years, because I believe that God inspired the writings. In this particular case, we're talking about Matthew. I was talking to a friend of mine the other day, and we were talking about, I was sharing the John stuff. Y'all remember all the unseen and how John talks about light and spirit? And then we were talking about these things in Matthew. And he made the comment, he said, I love John, but I live in Matthew. And I started laughing. I understand exactly what he means. I said, well, I'm just the opposite. I love Matthew, but I stay in John. Matthew was diligent to record. You have Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, right? Y'all know all this stuff, just refreshing you. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Matthew and John were the only eyewitness accounts.